Those five departments are Granby, Groton, Waterbury, and State Police Troops in Tolland and Hartford. The report was released on Tuesday. Ken Barone is one of the authors. He says it identifies what he calls significant disparities in how often those five departments stop Black and Hispanic drivers compared to everybody else. But he stops short of saying racial profiling is definitely going on.
These disparities exist. They're significant. It could very well be because racial profiling is a factor, but without a deeper level investigation, we aren't comfortable drawing that conclusion.
Barone says an upcoming report will examine those five departments to find out if certain police officers are stopping Black or Hispanic drivers at higher rates. State police say that if that next report finds problems with their individual state troopers in Tolland and Hartford, they'll address those problems immediately. The Granby Police Department says it values the information from the current report and that it hasn't heard any complaints from its residents. Mike Lawler is Governor Daniel Malloy's criminal justice advisor. He says these reports will help the state prevent racial profiling more than ever before.
All this data is being collected, and I think that does affect people's behavior. So I would expect to see, as each year goes by into the future, that these disparities begin to shrink by a lot.
Lawler says this is the most comprehensive report of its kind in the country so far. The report examined traffic stop data from all state police barracks and every municipal police department, except Stamford, which the report said had missing data. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.